I'm Georgie Crawford. This is the Good Glow Podcast. You know, I believe we all have a story to share, and by sharing those stories, we can help and inspire each other as we make our way through life. This season of the Good Glow Podcast is brought to you with thanks to Promise Gluten Free. When it comes to leading a healthy lifestyle, nutritious food is a key part of my every single day. The Promise Gluten Free range is high in fibre, low in fat, and most importantly, absolutely delicious. You'll always find it in our press, and I especially love the sourdough rustic seed. Better bread, that's a promise, so make sure to check it out. Welcome to the Good Glow Podcast with Alicia Silverstone. I can't believe I'm saying that. So most of you will know Alicia as a Hollywood actress. She played Cher in Clueless. She is an absolute icon. But as I trained to be a health coach, I was coming across Alicia more and more. So she has this health brand. She lives this wellness lifestyle. And when I was studying to become a health coach, she was one of the teachers on the course. So she created this brand called The Kind Life. And it's all about living your healthiest and happiest life to the fullest. And then she went on to create her own vitamins brand. And she has so many tips for us on this podcast that we can apply to our own lives. And I love when an episode of The Good Glow goes like that, because I love to give people practical things that they can use in their everyday life. So I hope you'll enjoy it. Some things to look out for on this episode. Number one, a stunning taco recipe that I'm going to recreate and send out to our mailing list. So make sure you're signed up. I'll leave a link in the episode show notes. Fantasy mornings. Alicia speaks about her dream fantasy mornings, and she has this routine that she does for herself first thing in the morning to get the best out of her day. Can you create your own fantasy morning? Number three, writing out a schedule for the next day, the night before, and putting yourself on that list. That way, if you're not getting around to the things that you need for your own health and wellness every single day, over time, it's going to become clear, and then you can address it. I absolutely loved that tip. We also speak about five-star moments, her favorite song, how she reprised her role as Cher from Clueless for a Super Bowl ad, and everything that brought to her life. She is so incredible, but what I found so amazing was how relatable she is, and how you can be a Hollywood actress living in the Hollywood Hills, or you can be sitting in your house in Ireland, and we all have the same things in common. Our five-star moments are all the same. Our to-do lists are all the same. And the hectic nature of our lives are the same. So I hope you enjoy this podcast. The countdown is on to the release date of my book, Glow. If you order on the Easons website through the link in the show notes, my book will land on your doorstep on publication day, and you will also get a free ticket to the first ever online Good Glow Summit. It's taking place on May 13th. Tickets are limited, they're going fast, so if you pre-order my book today, you will get your free ticket. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you love this podcast. Alicia, thank you so much for joining me on the Good Glow. You know, this is a dream for me. I studied to be a health coach in IIN, and there you were presenting a lecture one day, and I couldn't believe my eyes, but it was so amazing to hear your story and have you there teaching us about your incredible life. So thank you so much for everything that you give to the world.
Thank you so much. I love when people tell me they saw that, because I was so nervous that day, I remember.
Yeah, so I got introduced to all of these amazing people. Obviously, I knew who you were and I'd heard about your health journey, but it was amazing to hear it from you. My first question is, where are you in the world?
I'm in Los Angeles.
What's life like for you there?
Well, right now, I'm very busy with my son and my three dogs. And we've got a sick dog, and I came home the other night to a lot of poop after a basketball game with my kid. So we're just managing. It's a lot of trying to get him to drink water and, you know, through the syringe, and a lot of nursing. and tidying. And, but also I just got back from El Paso, Texas, where I was speaking about health and wellness, and that was wonderful. And before that, I just got home from Amsterdam, where I was for 6 weeks shooting a film. And so I've been moving nonstop, to be honest. But I feel good. My diet is always my foundation. It helps me so much to, you know, manage the, I'm always trying to tweak and adjust, but the foundation is always there. So that's, I feel so lucky for that.
Yeah. And I really feel like I built myself up from the bottom up, like going through chemotherapy and things. I felt like I was stripped bare. And then that was my opportunity also, though, to build a new way of life, you know, and to create this new body that was full of amazing things and healthy food and lots of water. And it really felt like my second chance. But when things get busy for you like that, when you're on set and you're away from home, when you get back to your home in LA, is that your chance to kind of rebuild yourself?
Yeah, I have a lot of, like, I'm so passionate about food and I'm so passionate about the world. And so when I'm in Amsterdam, you know, if there's a local, it's so funny because if there's a local bakery here, I don't care because it's here, it's in LA. But if there's a local bakery in Amsterdam that I walk by and I see these crazy pain de chocolate, you know, the chocolate ones, I'm like, oh, I have to try it. And then I do, and it's amazing. And then I can't stop thinking about it. So when I was there, I definitely played harder than I usually do, you know, at home. So the moment I came home, yes, I go back to my macrobiotic ways of having kimpira and having, these are things that are all in my books, The Kind Diet and The Kind Mama, but eating nourishing, healing stewed veggies and the greens and my rice and my beans and just cooking for my son, which feels so good to cook for him and make delicious things. You know, Monday night we've been doing, it's noodle night. So it's either pasta or Asian noodles. And so tonight I'm going to make bok choy with, you know, a broth, like a good broth with probably miso and garlic and ginger and then the bok choy and the udon noodles will probably go in there. And then, but last week we did fresh tomatoes that were still from the garden. I could not believe that in February, was it February? Yeah, I got back in February. Tomatoes were still in the garden, but not as yummy as they were in the summer. So they're just, they're like the leftover stragglers. So I just turned them into a sauce. And I don't make too much time of all this because I don't have any time right now. So this all just took me like a half hour, an hour but we did it sort of together. And then we have our Tuesday night is taco night or quesadillas. So that's a really fun night. And my son cooks them so beautiful. Like I almost don't have to do anything anymore and I can just have him do it. He's really great at it.
Tell me, what do you put in your tacos then?
I make the refried beans and then we do lots of different tacos. We have a mushroom taco that we do. We do a sort of tofu mango salsa taco that's so delicious. But our go-to easy, you know, healthy, quick is refried beans, corn tortilla, kimchi. Well, it goes either way. So the quesadillas are kimchi and vegan cheese and the refried beans and then really good guacamole. I make good guacamole, but my son makes insane guacamole. So that goes with it. And then the tacos are sort of more like the refried beans, chopped up tomatoes. Sometimes we add red onion, definitely guacamole at all times. Lots of lemon. What else goes in there? Oh, we like to slice up some cabbage, green cabbage, gives it a nice crunch.
Oh, so good. I actually think that I could like talk about tacos forever. And I can't believe I'm talking to you about tacos.
Well, the thing about tacos, if you make them at home, is it's a great way to get beans in your kid. And we need beans, right? It's our best form of protein and fuel. So it's long lasting. All the athletes love their beans because it gives you that really sustained energy. And it doesn't give you all the other problems, right? You're not going to get the cholesterol. You're not going to get all that fat. You're not going to feel, you're not going to have hormones and all kinds of things from it. You're really just getting pure earth energy. And so that's what I like about tacos. And then you can put all the other stuff in there too. Oh, and we always have greens. There's always got to be greens on the side. That's a must. Broccoli, cabbage, bok choy, kale. So that really gives you the vitality and energy.
Yeah, so good. And I interviewed Dan Buettner. I don't know if you know Dan. He founded the Blue Zones. And every time I eat a bean, I think of Dan. I often send him photos because, like, I used to hate beans. And then, you know, there's so much that you can do with them. And I eat them nearly every day now. And yeah, I think especially when you don't eat meat, it's a great way to get some fuel into your body.
In my book, The Kind Diet, there's a nice little protein chart, and it shows you, it compares beans to meat. The way that you kind of, they break down, beans are so far superior. It's really kind of exciting. So
I'm on a real mission in Ireland for people to cook with beans more. So I'm so glad we have that in common.
Can I check my beets really quick?
Of course. Of course.
I think they're done. Okay. So because I didn't have a lot of time today, I've just made steamed broccoli and some beets, and I'm going to make a really delicious tahini sauce and drizzle it on top for lunch and a big salad.
Delicious. And when you say beets, do you mean like beetroot?
Beetroot, yes.
Wow, delicious. And I'm glad you told me, because I feel like my audience would have been like, why didn't you ask what she was cooking? But I'm obsessed with people's mornings and their routines. And can you share anything about your morning? Like, how do you feel when you wake up in the morning? What do you do? What's the first thing that you do in the morning time?
Well, I have my fantasy routine. And when I do it, I feel a million times better. And I think it's really interesting how you talked about earlier when you were saying, you know, how much better you felt when you took care of yourself. And there's areas in which I'm really good at it. I really, you know, and there's parts of me that, like I said, I'm naughty. So I, you know, sometimes I like just want to be playful. And, but I always have the foundation to go back to. But there is an area where I have to really pull myself up, like almost force myself to do some of the good things that I know would, I already know they're, the second I do them, I'm going to feel amazing. But I lay there going, but most mornings when I'm taking, you know, getting my son off to school, this isn't an option. So it would be too early to do this routine. And so I sort of get up with him, get him off to school, make his breakfast, pack his lunch, get him off to school. And then I come back and try to do some of the routine that I have time left for. But the days where I don't have him, when he's with his dad, I have this fantasy routine. And like I said, when I was shooting the film that I just did, I very rarely could do this because I have to get up at 5 a.m. and crazy things like that. And the days when I don't, the routine is to first meditate and to not look at the phone for like 30 minutes. Do not touch that phone. And that in itself is so difficult. But to not look at the phone for 30 minutes gives yourself, your brain, time to just be with yourself and wake up gently and not be with the world. Now, I'm not looking at my phone to look at the news or to look at anything like that. I'm just talking about even just texts and emails that mean work. Oh my God, when I don't do that, it feels amazing. Then meditate for, you know, if I have the time, 20 minutes, if not, shorter amount of time. And then I have all these stretches I need to do to keep myself, because I injured myself last year doing American Horror Stories. And so I have these, when I do these stretches, it doesn't hurt to walk down the stairs. When I don't, it hurts to walk down the stairs. And you'd think that would be motivation to do it every single day. And yet I have to fight myself to get down to the floor to do it. But when then I do it and I feel so good. And then what else? And then I'd like to take some my vitamins in the morning, all my MyKind Organics. And then I like to start drinking water, because otherwise I'll forget to drink it for the rest of the day. You know, I'll get to the end of the day and literally had no water. So if I start in the morning, it reminds me. And then I start sort of preparing whatever food I need for the day. But it takes so long. And so then I argue with myself, oh, and then I take the dogs on a walk. And then if I really have the time and it's a luxurious day, I will exercise before. But usually I have so much work to do and meetings to do, and it's difficult to sort of do all that. But if I get an hour and a half in the morning to myself, this is luxury, heavenly time that, and you could take parts of it apart. Like even if I just meditate for 5 minutes and do the stretches, mm-hmm. that's better too. So any part of that, but I just gave you the fantasy plan. When I do that fantasy plan life, I mean, you instantly feel so much better. And it's just funny how we resist it. It's just a funny.
Yes.
I have my period today. I did not want to take the dogs on a walk and I did not want to do my stretches, but I forced myself and I had a big talk. And it's so funny. I was just like, I don't want to. And then I did, and now I was feeling so much better. So, you know, it's.
Yeah. How do you get out the door then? How do you think about the feeling you're going to have at the end of it? Is that how you motivate yourself?
That would be smart, but I don't. I think what I'm, if I write it on a piece of paper the night before, my schedule, and I really set it out, like this makes a huge difference in my life. And I've known for so long. And again, sometimes I even resist, you know, it's too late before bed and I haven't written my schedule out for the next day. And I go, I'll figure it out tomorrow. That is the worst thing for me because there's too much always coming at me. So the way that I carve it out is I have this little piece of paper that I've written down. Like, I think I wrote on it something like, how to have a beautiful day. And it's really just all the things I want to add in for myself to make sure they find their place in the day. And that means the meditation, that means the stretches, that means, you know, making sure I eat lunch, you know, things like that, basics. So marking out where I'm going to get that the day before, and if it means I can't do that the next day, it's also helpful to see that, oh, you can't do it that day. So then, well, how are you going to make sure you make up for it? So I do think writing it on a piece of paper makes me more inclined that I'm going to do it. If I don't write it down on the piece of paper the night before and carve out the literal time for it, it's another huge thing for me about the scheduling the night before is because my list of to-dos is so, so long, the incoming requests, currently I have 4 scripts I've got to answer on and I haven't, you know, there's like 50 requests a week for things to do, you know, podcasts to go on, things to do, and I can't do it all, right? So, well, I just like it's massive incoming that's wonderful, but really overwhelming and soul crushing sometimes because you're like, I won't ever get anything done. So when I actually, if I have it all on this list, that list is really scary. And at the end of the day, I maybe ticked off a few and it feels very unsatisfying. But when I write it on the piece of paper and I really see, oh, today you only have an hour to work. Okay. Because my brain thought that I could take my kid to school, go have 3 meetings, you know, go take him to the dentist and work this entire list. But when you look at it on a piece of paper, like, where are you going to do that, hon? You can't meet with that director. You can't do that today. You can't say yes to this. There's no room. Then my brain is prepared for it. Maybe I'm psychotic that this is what I have to do. But when I see it on the paper and I go, oh, you only have an hour. You're not going to do all of that. Oh, it's such a relief.
Yeah, this is gold because I think when we don't write things down, so I'm going to try this and I'm going to challenge people listening to do this as well, because it's important not to just write down the work that you have to do, but also the things that you want to do for yourself. Because, you know, those weeks when a week will or two will go by or even a month and you'll go, oh my God, I can't remember the last time I worked out. Because you didn't write it down. Yeah. But if you put yourself on your own to-do list each night, you can then hold yourself accountable. You can acknowledge when you're not doing something and then you can take action.
Yeah, because I'm traveling to tech. So this week is crazy. Thursday, I have a green fashion awards event that I'm receiving an award at. So this is, you have to get all ready for it. And then the next morning I'm driving to San Diego to take my dad to see my dad who's 89 and take my son to the dentist down there and then drive back the same day, which is 2.5 hour drive both way, you know, each way. Then the next morning fly to Texas to go to my movie premiere in South by Southwest, come back for the Oscar thing. when am I going to exercise in there? I'm not, let's be honest. I'm not, but at least I can do it before I get there and then know that how do you support yourself with the other stuff, right? So I think that something I'm always aware of, which is a little bit existential and melancholy, but also realistic and true, and also allows me to make sure that every moment is filled with what I really, really, truly want, because it's so easy to get bogged down by everything else, is that we have such a little time on this earth. It's so fast and it's so precious. And so we are going to crumble up and die soon. You know, and we're going to turn into little babies. And so, you know, just really making sure, checking in with yourself that you are living your purpose, that you are doing the things, that your days are filled with what is truly, if it's your child that you want to take care of, then all the things that you do to take care of your child are a joy, because that's the thing you want the most. And just making sure you have room for it, because I'm one of those people who wants to do everything. And I have to really talk to myself and say, you're going to have to accept you need to fail at this, this, and this. You're going to fail at all of it, because you can't do it all. We can't. And the people that say you can do it all, they're not doing, I don't think they're doing anything fully. It's like, or they have so much, because to be a full on present mom, I have to sleep so I can be patient. And how do I sleep? By eating well. Sleeping is critical. If the goal is to be the most present mommy and give your kid what you know that they deserve and what you want for them, then that's the priority. And then everything, then maybe I don't get to do these other crazy things, right? So it's just all a juggling act.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful message and a beautiful reminder. And I know that you're so busy and, you know, you could go down doing movie after movie or, you know, working in that side of your life. But I know you are so passionate about the kind life. And what is the joy button for you when you feel like you need a little hit of joy? Where do you turn?
Well, I ask myself sometimes before I go to sleep where I'm finding my most happy moments. And it's always the littlest. It's like seeing my son. I mean, he's so delicious. So him snuggling up on me, you know, which is rare now because he's 11. So it's a little bit more, you know, he's still so loving, but it's not what my little boy was doing, right? I'm like, where's my baby? And I recognize he's not. So, but those moments, you know, we had a blackout here for 3 days. There was no power. And he and I played a game together and we just laid in bed and played a game, a card game. And it was so fun. And so I'm going to turn that off.
No worries.
So the things that we are, or even just some days I'll think, well, it was the meditation moment, or it was the moment with my dogs. So I get my most up cooking with my son, you know, and taking a walk, all the things that I'm adding that feel good are the, you know, I, if I look at my little list, sometimes it just says the simplest thing is what made me, it's never all the stuff we're trying to do. It's the funny thing. It's never, you know, we drove to Santa Barbara to see a basketball game and it was really fun for sure. But when I think at the end of the night, what were my most meaningful, happy moments of the day? It wasn't that. You know, it was just waking up and seeing his little face, you know, and yeah. Carrying the dogs, my sweet dog, taking care of him, you know, and yeah, it's the simplest things that give me joy. And I do get this thing called what I call spontaneous fits of joy, where I know it's my food. It's when I've been eating well and, you know, or even you haven't been eating well and then you eat a really good meal, I can feel my body just going like, you know, so happy to receive that gift, and you can feel it. You just feel different. And there's so much to be sad about in the world. It's not that I don't have a deep awareness of the suffering and all of the things that I'm trying actively to change and to go up against big pharma. I'm not capable of that, but I have the passion that I want that to happen. And people are starving. 9 million people die a year of hunger and we just don't care. So anyway, when I think about all the suffering in this world, it's overwhelming. But at the mm-hmm. same time when I'm just present in the moment with my heart and with whatever universal spiritual connection I feel just inside, just from being a plant. We're all just plants essentially, right? Like being, I know we're not plants, but you know what I mean? Just being in, in connection with the sun and the air, the oxygen and the basics. It gives me so much joy. So I have a very funny balance between being very existential and melancholy about the world and at the same time, completely joyful.
It was interesting when you were saying there about your joyful moments, because last summer we had a big moment on the podcast where we were talking about our five-star moments, and all of my listeners started sending me their five-star moments. So it's like, you know, a moment that is just absolutely perfect, just as it is. And all the messages that I was getting from people were their kids, a sunset, a beach walk, you know, the dog, the forest. It was all of these moments that are free in life. So when you were speaking there about going to bed at night and thinking, actually, what were my five-star moments today? And do it over and over again, and then you'll realize what actually brings you joy in your life and then how you balance that. Just a very short break to thank Promise Gluten Free for supporting The Good Glow this season. It's loved in households all over the country, and here's what one of their happy customers had to say. Martina from Donegal said, "Promise Gluten Free has helped me through my gut issues and my bloating. Just normal functioning from day to day. Not only do I love it, it's something that my whole family loves too." And I'd have to agree with Martina, because Jamie is absolutely loving the Promise Gluten-Free range in our house. So if you are looking for some inspiration, head over to their social media pages for lots of gorgeous, tasty recipes and ideas. You can find them at Promise Gluten-Free. Better bread, that's a promise. Tell me about you said you take your vitamins in the morning, and sometimes when it comes to vitamins, right, I'm just overwhelmed. And
100%.
Yeah. So do you recommend like speaking to a doctor about what you need? Is it like getting blood tests? Like, how do you recommend that people navigate that space?
Well, that's a really good question. I think if you don't have a specific thing that you're trying to do, you know, or a specific illness that you're trying to battle with, or, you know, some people might be trying to get pregnant. That's sort of a specific thing that there are many. And fortunately or unfortunately, there are so, where I get overwhelmed with all of this stuff for people is there's so many different points of view on this. You know, somebody says you should take vitamin E, somebody takes you should take that. It's like there's just so much. But what I think at the core, to simplify it, you know, I'll start with saying the reason I made MyKind Organics is because there was nothing healthy that I could take when I wanted to have a prenatal. Back in the day when I was pregnant, I couldn't even think, when someone said to me, my midwife said, "You should take a prenatal." And I said, "Why? I eat so healthy. Like, why would I need vitamins?" And so I just thought, well, I don't want to take vitamins. What a waste of time. And I already eat so healthy. Like, what would I be doing that for? And she said, "But what about when you're traveling and you can't get your hands on those vitamins, or you're being naughty because you like to be naughty sometimes? What about as an insurance policy, right?" And I thought, okay, fine. As an insurance policy, I could get behind that as a concept. So ultimately I went looking for a partner and I created MyKind Organics. And so the simplest thing to answer your question. So our MyKind Organics are completely food-based. There's no chemicals in them at all. There's no binders, no fillers. They're certified organic. They're non-GMO verified. There's no gelatin. We don't use sugar. Like, really clean food that you're in taking in. So the question is, well, what should I take? B12, you know, if you're taking the multi, you don't really need the B12, but the B12 is delicious, this B12 spray. And so it's a great thing to keep in your purse. Same with my vitamin C spray. You know, when do you need it? Well, if you feel like you're around people who are sick, or you want that extra boost, it's just so pure and they're easy to keep in your purse. So I like those ones for that. But then things like iron and vitamin D, I think those are the things you want to talk to your doctor about and get a blood test, you know, once a year and see what's it saying. Do I need extra D? ideally you get your butt out in the sunshine for 20 or 30 minutes a day and you get naked. So as much of your body, our heads and our hands aren't really bringing it in. You need your belly and your back to feel it. And who's doing that? And so, you know, but that's ideal. And so, you know, seeing how much D you need, I think, is through a doctor, because it's really hard to know. Everybody's different on the D front. But the multis just give you that insurance. You know, if they all have their purpose, turmeric, if you're a sort of athletic and you need to deal with inflammation or you feel like you're getting sick too, I have tons of elderberry. They all serve their purpose. So I feel like my line is really great because, you know, what do I need that? Okay, I can have it. If I don't need it, then there's no reason to take it. I do understand feeling overwhelmed, though. There have been times in my life where people have given me lists of things that they think I need. And I'm like, based on what? My blood's perfect.
Yeah, and it's great. The sprays are brilliant, and that's a great tip. But stick them in your handbag. You're very busy. I'm going to let you go now. Thank you so much. I have to ask you about what happened after the Super Bowl when you did that ad. Did everything just explode?
You know, I was in Amsterdam, so the time difference was funny. And I happened to be awake that night. Something had happened that I was awake. And I mean, like up, I think I went out or something. And I was talking to my friend Christian Siriano on the phone, and they were watching the Super Bowl, him and some friends of ours. And then he said, I said, I have no idea when it's going to come on. And then all of a sudden he's like, wait, it's coming on. And so we watched it together through his phone. And then the second it was over, I've never had this in my whole life. So it was actually a really fun moment. It's like birthday on steroids. The phone, I was like, Carrie Always, Louis C.K., like it just, all these people who are my friends, it just happened in a series of, you know, I don't know, it happened for a few minutes. It was like the phone was having a crazy moment and then it stopped. But everyone texted for like, you know, a moment. And it was really fun to have it, because that's how, you know, on your birthday, you get throughout the day, you get some phone calls, you get some texts, and it sort of adds up to a fun little thing. But this was like,
yeah, it was unbelievable. And just watching you, the way you channel share, like, did you need to go back and rewatch it to get back in that, or can you just turn her on?
No, I was scared of her for all these years. I am, because she's nothing like me, you know. I mean, I brought my heart to her, but she's a little bit more materialistic than I am. And, you know, she's a funny thing. I talk differently than her. I think a lot of things are different than her. And so also because it was a performance that people really enjoyed. So I just didn't want to mess it up for everyone. Right. And so what did I do to prepare? I had to take a deep breath and go, what are you doing? Okay. And so I watched a little bit of the movie to see, who is this girl? And then I got a sense of that. I got a sense of her, her earnest commitment to things while being very confident always that what she's saying is exactly correct. And then I could hear the tones in the voice too. And so then I think I just wandered around sort of saying a few things. Oh, I worked on the lines. That's what I did. I worked on the lines and just for an hour or something by myself, just seeing how it felt. And then there we were. And when I was on set, I just went with whatever the universe and said, let's see, you know, just jump in. And what happened was, as soon as I did it, it was so much fun. It was just so much fun. And it was really neat to know that I found things that were just like her. She's there. She lives somewhere inside of me.
Yeah. And for all of us as well. She lives inside of every young woman. And well, you know, I still call myself young, 38, but you were so of our generation. And it was to watch you do it again, it was like we all went back in time with you. And it was a beautiful moment. Did you hear from Paul Rudd?
No, I did not. But no. He and I, we, you know, all of the, I didn't hear from any of the cast members. We all, come to think of it, we all just check in once in a blue moon. You know, it's not like we don't have a hotline, but no, he has not reached out. He probably didn't.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Alicia. Like, this has been a dream come true for me, and just to hear your wisdom and for you to pass it on is so inspiring and beautiful. And thank you for your time. Can I just ask you 3 quick fire questions before you go? Your favorite, can you recommend a book to us?
The Kind Diet and The Kind Mama.
Perfect answer. What song do you put on when you need a like hit of fun?
Well, the two that popped into my mind is Love on the Brain by Rihanna. Do you know the song? It's so good.
Yes.
The other one is I really like Amy Winehouse's Valerie.
Ooh, yeah, that's fab. Can you leave us with a mantra?
My deepest desire for everyone is to feel their best, to be their best versions of themselves. And if you're a female, to have your goddess self that you were meant to have. My wish is that you can read The Kind Diet or whatever plant-based book you can get your hands on. But I think The Kind Diet does a really good job of expressing why and how. And even if you just do it a little bit, you will feel so much better. And I guess I feel like I have this secret that I want to share so we could all just walk this earth lighter, more joyful, more beautiful, because it's glowing from the inside out, and more connected to ourselves so we can be more connected to others and be kinder and more compassionate and more open and recognize that there's a lot of untruths that we've been told by the media, and to really allow ourselves to be our own teacher, to be our own researchers and to find what we need. And it's okay to go against the grain.
Amazing. Thank you so much. For your time, for everything. I appreciate it so much. Will you come to Ireland someday, do you think?
I love Ireland so much. It's one of my favorite places. So as soon as I can get my butt back there. I was in Scotland recently, but no, Ireland is one of the most beautiful. I like the countryside, driving around. Doolin, I went to. You know, you're looking for Doolin and it's one building. It's so tiny. Not even a building. It's a tiny little bar. And I was like, where's Doolin? They said, you're in Doolin. Okay. But it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And what I love there is that you have a grandmother and a grandchild, and all the different family members are in the pub together on the Sunday or whatever day, singing together and playing. These really cool musicians come and go. And a guy came in who was bald, and he had looked like he'd been hit with a baseball bat over his head. He had like a big gash in his head with really red, and he then picked up the thing and started singing, and it was amazing.
Wow.
It was 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's still the same.
Where are you in? Are you in Dublin or are you in the countryside?
Yeah, I'm in Dublin. I'm in the Dublin, kind of at the foot of the Dublin mountains, near the sea and near the mountains. So I kind of have the best of both worlds, 10 minutes apart.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Surrounded by deer and horses and sheep and cows and all the lovely things.
There's a place outside of Ireland. I mean, sorry, outside of Dublin. Is it Killarney? It's where like Bono, you know, where it's a, there was, yeah. It's so beautiful over there. I remember taking a train to get there and you step out and this is extraordinary.
Yeah, that's 10 minutes from my house.
Nice. Okay, so you've got a good spot.
Yeah, we've got a good spot. I'll tell Bono you were asking for him if I see him out on a walk someday. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Have a wonderful day. And I hope your dog is okay. Sending you so much love.
Thank you. I'm so glad you found health and your glow. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed that episode of the Good Glow podcast. That was a real pinch me moment for me to get Alicia onto the Good Glow and hear all of those amazing tips. So if you would like to pre-order my book, don't forget it will be delivered on your doorstep on publication day if you order through the Easons website. Thank you so much for all the support. I can't believe the countdown is on until people have my book in their hands. This is so surreal. Thanks for tuning in today, and I will see you next week.